do I talk for? How do baby lead to Joe? How do I talk for? How do baby lead to Joe? Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Master, for this moment. Thank you, Adonai, for your goodness and your mercy. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat gently if you can. We fight the devil with the strategy of prayer. This afternoon, I am speaking on this subject, dominating through a fighting spirit. Adua chokwa, kadu baby li jujao. Adua chokwa, kadu baby li jujao. Adua chokwa, kadu baby li jujao. I see a baptism that is about to happen in this house. I see a recruitment. It's a recruitment exercise. And the end time fighting force. Hey! The end time fighting force. There is a recruitment exercise. Like pato le ferete segoga. Ita se peto para kadagadasha. Ele perete siko para garadana. What I say is happening right now is a recruitment exercise. Not just for those who are seated here right now, but for people connected from around the world. And for those who will watch this video and hear this message, there is a recruitment exercise, a global recruitment exercise for the end time army in this season, a fighting army, a fire devoured before them. Oh, Mahashadra, yes, there's something is happening. And behind them, a flame burning. The land behind them, before them, is like a garden of Eden. And behind them, a desolate wilderness. Yeah, and nothing shall escape that. Joel chapter 2, verse 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Amagaya, a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of deep darkness, and the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. There has not been ever the like, neither shall be any more, after it, even to the years of many generations, a fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burning. The land is of the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness here, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses. You will see something about the horses very soon. It's as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains shall they leap. Like the noise of the flame of fire that devoured the stubble as a strong people set in battle array. People ready for war. People ready for fight. Before their face, the people shall be much pained. All faces gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone in his ways. And they shall not break their hands.
shall one trust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shine. The Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For he is strong that executed his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. And who can abide it? Somebody give the Lord 60 seconds shout of victory. Like people, like army in the world. Clap and a shout of praise and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The objective this morning, still morning, is first of all to understand the fighting spirit. Number two, to understand the dividends of a fighting spirit. Understanding the fighting spirit. Understanding the dividends of a fighting spirit. And number three, understanding our instruments for the fight. Understanding the fighting spirit. Understanding the dividends of a fighting spirit. Understanding our instruments for the fight. What we use to fight. I want to start by way of introduction that a fighting spirit is critical to the life of dominion on earth. A fighting spirit is critical to the life of dominion on earth. And I want you to take note of three things I want to say in this regard, which you already know, why a fighting spirit is critical to the life of dominion on earth. Number one, in life you get what you demand, not necessarily what you deserve. We get things out of life, not necessarily because this is what we deserve. If you wait for what you deserve, you may die in frustration. I deserve to have this or that. I deserve to be married by now. I deserve this. I deserve that. You get what you demand, not necessarily what you deserve. Second, what is pursued determines what can be possessed in life. What is pursued determines what can be possessed. In life, what is pursued determines what can be possessed. And three, there is always a fight before there can be a flight. If you look at the aircraft, you know that there is always a fight before there can be a flight.
Let me say the fourth. Life is always never fair to the timid. When a person is of a timid spirit, he will always see life as unfair. Look at the illustrations here. First, the aircraft. The aircraft fights the friction on the ground, fights the force of the drag, fights the force of gravity before it can take off in the air. It fights the friction on the ground while it is taxiing. It fights the force that is called the drag that wants to pull it back. It fights the force of gravity that wants to bring it down before there can be a flight. Look at the eagle. The eagle is the king of birds, and we are talking about dominating by a fighting spirit. The eagle is the king of the birds. With a very brutal fighting spirit, it rides the storm to take charge of the sky. It rides on the storm to take charge of the sky. The storm that makes other birds, the storm that makes other birds to take cover is what makes the eagle to take over. Some take cover by the storm. Others take over with the storm. It's a matter of a fighting spirit. Have you ever seen a real fightful eagle before? Fighter eagles are very merciless. I've seen eagle fight on two occasions that made me feel almost terrible about the eagle. The eagle came face to face with a hyena. Yes, it was with a hyena. It came face to face with a hyena one day. And the hyena was unwise enough to charge at the eagle. The eagle was on the ground floor, leg on the ground, and they faced each other like this. The hyena was mad enough to charge at the eagle, and then the eagle just did like this and took off from his level. Said, me and you are not on the same level. And then landed on his back and began to eat it alive. Began to pull out his intestines alive. Yes, paralyze the back legs. The eagle mercilessly picked an animal and went into the sky, far into the sky, because the animal was still alive. He left it there to land, crash land, and die. Then comes and pick the carcass. He wants to eat it fresh, but not when he's alive. That particular one just comes. He knew that if he left it from there, he's going to crash and die. Just comes, picks it. Fight. That's what makes it kings of the air. Fight. If flight is your intention, fight must be your decision. Yes. That is why I say it's a recruitment exercise. Because there is a ruggedization process going on here this morning. A militarization, a spiritual militarization process. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Look at the lion. I don't have the time. I have so much to say this morning, so I'm not going to read too much. But concerning the eagle, you can look at Job 39, verse 27 to 29. And then you look at third illustration of the lion. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30 said, the lion is the strongest among the beasts and turneth not away for anything. Turneth not away.
for anything. Turn it not away
for anything. Nothing. No hippopotamus, no elephant, nothing can make a lion turn away. That is why he's the king of the jungle. He's the king of the jungle. Not by virtue of size, but by virtue of heart. The lion may not have size, but it has heart. I saw a tiny man fight. Somebody sent this video that they sent around. A very tiny man fight a man that was almost 4 or 5 times his size. You remember? By the time they saw this man come against this tiny man in a wrestling box, everybody was afraid that this big man is going to kill this boy. But this little boy just kept running up and down. He was avoiding the man's punches until he wearied him out and threw him down. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is not size you use to win, it is heart. If you must take your path in life, you need the heart for it. God's servant Bishop David Oyelowo said, it takes a lion heart to get your lion share. Then, you look at the horse. Why should God compare the end time army? He said their appearance is like the appearance of horses. And as horsemen shall they run. Am I still communicating to anybody here? What is special about horse that the end time people should be like horses? What is special about horses that kings of old use it? Even in this recent coronation, horses were there, right? Why not zebra, which is more colorful on the body? Why do they use horses to fight ancient battles? Why not donkeys? Why not camels? You will see it now. Job 39 verse 18 to 25. I'd like you to look at it. Where if you are a part of the end time army, this is who you are. Go to the next verse. Hast thou given the horse strength? Which means horse has strength. The end time army are horses. Have you clothed his neck with thunder? His neck carry thunder. Can you make him afraid like a grasshopper? So the horse is fearless. The glory of his nostrils is terrible. He poweth in the valley and rejoiceth in his strength. He goeth to meet armed men. Back up, you're running too fast. Their appearances are the appearance of horses. He goeth to meet armed men. Horse. That is why it's a battle animal. That is why it is the kingly animal. He goeth to meet armed men. Go again. He mocketh at fear. And is not affrighted. He doesn't understand fear. Neither does he turn back from the sword. The quiver rattled against him. The glittering spear and the shield. Listen to this now. He swallowed the ground with fierceness and rage. Neither believeth he that it is the sound of a trumpet of war. He saith among the trumpets, ha ha, and he smelleth the battle from afar, the thunder of the captains and the shoutings. That is, If you want to give him Christmas holiday, put him in battle. If you want to make his day, put him inside war. Are you trusting God for the realm of dominion? You need the baptism of a fighter spirit. You need the mantle of the horse. I prophesy to you today, a mantle is coming upon you right now. Let me give you one or two examples of fighters in the Bible. People with the fighting spirit. Number one, Jacob. I can't even give you all the examples because of time. Jacob. I want to show you how many places Jacob fought. Number first, Jacob fought from the womb. In Genesis chapter 25, verse 22 to 23, the children wrestled, they struggled within her. And she said, if I be thus, so why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people. And the elder shall serve the younger. Jacob fought. He began to fight from the womb. Am I communicating? Secondly, Jacob fought at birth. When Esau was born, he held to the heels of Esau. Genesis 25, verse 24 to verse 26. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over, like an hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. In other words, where are you going? Who told you you can be first? Many of us, the fighting spirit you needed was since yesterday. Not today. This guy had it from the womb. He fought at birth. Thirdly, he fought for the birthright. Since you escaped and came ahead of me, I'm going to collect the birthright. Genesis 25:29-34. We can only write the reference. Genesis 25:29-34. He fought for the birthright. Fourthly, he fought for the blessing. When his father was going to bless Esau, and he knew that Esau was not the correct owner of the blessing, because the blessing follows the birthright, and he already collected the birthright, he went after it and fought for the blessing and got it. Genesis chapter 27, from verse 1, you can read all the way to verse 27. He fought it. Fifthly, he fought for his beloved wife Rachel. When he wanted to marry Rachel, they gave him Leah. And the man named his prize. Another 7 years of hard labor. He said, I'm ready. He fought for his beloved wife, Rachel. Genesis 29. You can read all the way from verse 18 to verse 28. He fought to get his wife. Number six. He fought for his wages, his salary. Laban changed his salary 10 times. He said, no way. Whichever way you go, I must get my money. Genesis chapter 31, verse 7 to 8. And Genesis chapter 30, verse 37. He fought for his wages. Number 6, is that right? Number 7. He fought for his future. I shall not let you go until you bless me. He wrestled with the man. In Genesis 32. Amagolata farata. In Genesis 32. And in verse 24 to 28. He fought for his future. For his future. Number 8. He fought for the survival of his family in Egypt.
when there was famine in the whole land, he sent his children and he said, you are not going to watch until we die. You are going to go. You are going to go. Genesis 42 verse 1 all the way to verse 2. He fought and Israel survived. Can I ask you a question? Did Jacob have a fighting spirit? Did he have? Over. No, second question. Do his children of today have a fighting spirit? What is their name? Beware who is your father. Who is your father? Who he is can enter your future. Bad or good. Israel fought and returned back to their land after almost 2,000 years. And recovered their language, pure Hebrew tongue. Latin is gone. Hebrew tongue returned after it was almost lost for 2,000 years. Pure Hebrew. Till today, they are in the midst of hostile enemies in charge. That vegetable heart of yours is about to catch fire. Lift up your right hand and say, I reject the spirit of timidity. I receive the baptism of a fighting spirit. I receive it now! Take your seat. When God was, after Isaac had finished blessing Jacob and Esau came, he said, I have already blessed your brother. He is in charge of you. But I will give you a tiny allowance. Genesis 27:40. Let me give you a tiny allowance. 27. He told Esau, by your sword you shall live. That is, if you want to live, fight. And you shall serve your brother, because I already established that. But it can come to pass, when you will have dominion, the dominion, if you can fight enough, you can break his dominion from your neck. Esau took it, and it happened once in history. In 2 Kings chapter 8 verse 20, Edom revolted. In his days, the days of Jehoram, one of the kings of Judah, Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah and made a king over themselves because they decided to fight enough. That is, even if any circumstance of life brought you under, you can fight your way up. God just spoke to somebody now. Even if any circumstance or situation of life brought you under, you can fight your way to the top. You can fight your way from under. And I declare that release of the fighter spirit upon somebody now. Receive it now! Our example number one was Joseph. Number two was Esau. I will not have the time to give you all the other examples in detail, but I'll just mention them. There was a man called Phares that was given birth to by Tamar from Judah. His brother was Zara. They were twins. Genesis chapter 38, verse 27 to 30. When it was time for her to travel and the twins were coming out, Zara brought his hand and the midwife tied a scarlet thread and said, this one came first. That was Zara. And Zara took back his hand
Then Pharez brought out his head.
The moment he took back his hand, this fighter brought his head, dived in, and then came out. And the midwife became confused. How did you break through? Well, this bridge be on you. I already said this is first. It's not my fault anymore. So we call your name Pharez, meaning breakthrough. You broke it. You broke record with a fighting spirit. That Pharez is the same, is the father of Jesse and father of David. Am I communicating at all? There are many things to learn from there, but we'll leave it for another day. Those who use their head, they get ahead. Head work is superior to hand work. This man brought his hand. The hand couldn't walk. The one brought his head. The head walked. Strategy is superior to activity. Strategy is superior to energy. That is a message for another day. But that was the example of Pharez. How by a fighting spirit, even though he was meant to come last, he came first. And the genealogy is counted from Pharez, not Zara. They already have given the other one number one. They gave him pass mark, scarlet red. You have won. They gave him certificate already. It was collected back. I have not said anything, but I have said many things. Hey! I see a Pharez order of miracle for somebody here right now. A Pharez order of miracle for the nation of Nigeria. A Pharez order of miracle for a family here right now. Somebody shout the loudest, amen! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Fourth example, Caleb. You know Caleb? Who with a fight drove the giants from Hebron. Joshua chapter 14 and in verse 10 all the way to verse 14. He drove the giants. That was Caleb. And then you move to David, who by a fighting spirit became king in Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 to verse 37. By a fighting spirit, he became king in Israel. How many people this afternoon trust God for a fighting spirit? A fighting spirit that will make you to take charge. Shout, I receive it, Lord. What is a fighting spirit? I want you to take these definitions and let it give you an impartation. He said, as he spake, the spirit entered into me. What is this fighting spirit about? Number one, it is the aggressiveness of spirit to demand your right and take delivery of your inheritance. The aggressiveness of spirit to demand your right and take delivery of your possession in life. You are aggressive in the spirit. What is a fighting spirit? One, the aggressiveness of this of spirit. It is the aggressiveness of spirit to demand your right as a child of God, your right as a pastor, as a minister, to demand your right and take delivery of your inheritance. You won't let it go. You won't let it go. You won't let it go. What is a fighting spirit? Number two, the refusal to accept defeat. or take no for an answer until victory is won. The refusal to accept defeat or take no for an answer until victory is won. You refuse to accept defeat. You refuse to take no for an answer. I cannot live in defeat, and I cannot die without victory. The refusal to accept defeat or take no for an answer until victory is won. What is the fighting spirit? Number three. It is the capacity to rise up to any challenge or occasion with fearless courage. The capacity to rise up to any challenge or occasion with fearless courage. The occasion arose, you rose. The capacity to rise up to any challenge, to rise up to any occasion with fearless courage. Like the horse, you are a stranger to fear. Like the lion, you turn it not away for anything. The capacity to rise up to any challenge, to rise up to any occasion with fearless courage. These are original Holy Ghost definitions that I read from nowhere. Not dictionary. That's why I want it to enter you as an impartation. What is a fearless spirit? Number four, it is the decision to live on the offensive. The fighting spirit. The decision to live on the offensive, on the edge, instead of living on the defensive in life. You live on the offensive. You live on the edge. Instead of living on the defensive in life. That is, you act. You don't react. You act. You are given to action, not reaction. You are not waiting for what the devil will do to you first before you reply. It is the devil that is permanently on his toes, wondering what you will do to him next. And most times, especially in combat, the best form of defense will be offense. Am I communicating at all? There are so many Christians on the defensive. What will the witch do to me now? What will the wizard do to me now? They say nobody can come home to the village. They say this and that. I've never been aware of any embargo of a witch or a wizard. Any embargo of a witch or, that is, the witch say nobody can cross here. The witch say nobody can go there. The power say if anybody come here, they will not leave. I'm looking for such a place. The only objection is when I receive direction. Don't move. Don't travel. All right? That is a divine direction. But once it comes to the devil and his agents, you cannot tell us where to go in our father's estate. You can't tell us where to go or where not to go in our father's property, in our father's house, in our father's estate, for the earth is the Lord's. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I am living on the edge. I am living on the offensive. I am not on the defensive. I am not giving to reaction. I am giving to action. What is the fighting spirit? Number five. It is the quality of wearilessness and tirelessness in the conflicts of life. Wearilessness and tirelessness in the conflicts of life. It is that bulldog tenacity, that fightability. You are weariless, you are tireless. Because, like you know, the Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle. Life is a battlefield. Not a playground.
Am I communicating at all? Whether you are ready for battle or not, the battle may be ready for you. We arrived at an international airport in Africa, not knowing that some demons were trailing us from the airport for almost 30 to 40 minutes drive. When we came to a hold up, then they came down with gun. Nothing prepared us for it. If it was in your country, it's a different matter. Another country. And I looked at, The first one that came to try to open the door, to open like this, went back like this. Electric. Then the driver moved his car, went across the curb, knocked the other one down on the other side, went his way. We don't know the destiny of that one. It was hit from the side though. I wish he didn't die. When we got to a nearby police station to report the issue, they said, that is rampant here now. That last week they followed somebody to the hotel and killed him at the hotel. From the airport. I don't want to mention the name of that country because the people from that country are here. And also, the people are watching from all over the world. Hallelujah. Wearilessness. That is, it is the devil that will get tired, not you. Jacob fought from the womb until he fought the final fight with the angel. I just kept on. I will collapse you. You are the one that will be tired of this matter. Me, it is the witches of your community. It is the evil people of our generation that will be tired of the fight, not us. Is God speaking to somebody here? All these five definitions that have just been mentioned, I prophesy the aggressiveness of the spirit to demand your right and take delivery of your inheritance. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy that refusal to accept defeat or take no for an answer until victory is won. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. The capacity to rise up to any challenge, to rise up to any occasion with fearless courage. Receive that impartation now. The decision to live on the offensive, not on the edge, on the edge, instead of living on the defensive, receive it right now in the name of Jesus. And the quality of wearilessness, the quality of tirelessness in the conflicts of life, receive it right now in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest believers, amen. One woman said that some people sent a message to her that they said they are looking for her, that they have given them contract to catch her and eliminate her. And she told me about the message. So I told her to pray in tongues and type the tongue to them. Zako kebe gadagala garagadaga zotash. Zakeko Z-A-K-E-K-O Baparadas B-A-B-A-R-A-D-A-S. Just type it all the line. And she typed all the line like that and sent it to them. When the people read it, they called back. They said, sorry, I think it's a wrong number. That it is not you we are talking about. It's... So, one of the pastors sent me a message that some demonic agent put bullet, AK-47 bullet, inside the envelope and sent it to him. And dropped it. Yes. That this is their work and that they have given them contract over his life. I told him to do the same thing. He said, how will he do it? I said, don't worry, I'll do it for you. So I turned and typed it and forwarded it to him. I said, send it to them. So he sent to them.
They called back immediately and said, what is this?
He said, it is incantation from my high priest.
Hey!
I thought a devil, read it now. Read it and comprehend. Devil agent.
I have very, very little patience with agents of the devil.
One or two of some demonic agents have had very brutal replies. Am I communicating at all? I prophesy upon you today. When you live here today, when they see your face, it will transform into a lion physically.
If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen.
I remember your own case. Devil, call his name. He's a Murphy or something. That is an assassin or something. And then we follow the same pathway. Three scriptures. And they journeyed. And the terror of the Lord was around about the cities that were around about. And they could not pursue the sons of Jacob. 2007. So scripture number one. Read that scripture. Meditate on it. The one that can pursue you does not exist. Did we send them tongues also? Just scriptures, handle it, and that's the end. No more call. People, something is coming on you today.
If the lion of the tribe of Judah is your father, you are a lion. Hey! Somebody roar like a lion. Roar like a lion. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
We'll be praying shortly. How do you acquire the fighting spirit? How do you acquire the fighting spirit? Number one. By being the offspring of the man of war. Your father is called the mighty man of war. The earnest expectation of creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 19. In the village you don't look for trouble. If you look for people's trouble anyhow, you don't look for trouble of picking of native doctor. That is well known. Our Father in heaven is the mighty man of war. By being the offspring, you are meant to teach the world who born you. Number two, by eating the fresh menu of fighters. That is the word. The fresh menu.
You know, lion is a fighter. It eats only what is fresh. Eagle is a fighter. It eats only that which is fresh.
Locate fresh light. Chew it.
Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. Man shall not eat by bread, live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. And it is confirmed that lions eat a lot in the night. As a matter of fact, they hunt in the night. Number three. By staying in the company of people with fighting spirit. People with fighting spirit. Show me your friend and I can show you your heart. Proverbs 27:27 says, iron sharpeneth iron. So does a man sharpen the countenance of his friend. Lions keep the company of lions, not the company of goats. Eagles keep the company of eagles, not the company of vultures. Am I communicating at all? I'd like you to know you are in a fighter, a fighting spirit company. A fighting spiritual company. Do you know that? Do you know what it means to be here on this ground, in this place, on this road? When we went to our Erawan church, was the den of what? Anything that is bad, that was the headquarter. When we started church, somebody said, are you coming to build Pipeline church here? When they pursue armed robbers, it is here. The India hemp is that headquarter. Prostitute, that headquarter. Gambling. Ritual sacrifice, dog head, everything. Sacrifice to trees. You were there then. That was where God sent us to build church. It's almost like giving you a plot of land in hell. If God should give us some 1 or 2 acres in hell and so we should plant church there to continue to deal with devils there, why not? That is, you came there with your climate. Somebody said, real Christians are Christians that will remain Christians, even if you send them to hell. They are still Christians. Am I communicating at all? There was one man who was the head of the gamblers. He kept on eyeing us for, every time we pass in the road, he would look at us like this. You came and drove us from this. We drove all of them from there. In fact, it continued on. At the earlier time, the other one was the church. Before that church came, there was a drinking joint that refused to move. Do you remember? On your way, that is the first, before you turn, is the first thing you meet before you turn. That's side by side with the defense of church. They will fight their break bottle, took some old manner. We're in church there until God cleared everyone. So that was our baptism into fight. That was faithful area one. When we went to Owerri for crusade 2 weeks ago. Hello? The leadership of Owerri came to receive us at the airport. Retired bishop from Church of God Mission. National Secretary General of Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria. The local chairman of PFN. All of them were at the airport. All received us. Gave us key to the city or the state. I was so amazed. That was the first time I would see elderly church leaders receive us like that. So, the following day, I asked the man, two of them came to the hotel. I said, let me come and see him, because I knew him. He has been in ministry for a long time. He said, no, let him come. So he came to where we were. He said, I came to thank you, because you actually came to help us. I said, what about? He said, this kind of crusade you have come to hold has not held in a very long time. He said, who will hold it? He said, even he himself, he can't put a program there and expect anybody to come. Did you hear that? He said, even inside his church, he can't exceed 7 p.m. in the church. Not to talk of coming to an open air. And people are there till 9:30 to 10 in an open air, no incidents.
People disappearing like water, ritualist bandits, all manner of terrible killers and criminals. So the elders, that's the key they were giving us right there. We went into the town to humiliate the devil. Not one bandit, not one, not even a knockout could knock. Can you show us the clip if you have the Owerri Crusade clip? This is 2 weeks ago. The people are not in a hurry to go. The second day, at the end of the crusade, the rain had fallen. This was the morning service. You have the crowd clip. Hallelujah. From today, is anybody ready to receive? Where people run from, that is where you will run into. Because you will carry enough mantle to subdue the powers of hell, to subdue the powers of darkness, to subdue the forces of hell. If you believe that, shout the loudest, say amen. Take your seat. In saying this, beware the company you keep. Not everybody can be your friend. You can love everybody, but you don't company with everybody. For the avoidance of the transference of spirits. Anybody who does not talk the language of authority, who doesn't talk revolution, who doesn't talk end time army, who doesn't talk fire, who doesn't have the capacity to roar, don't let them chickenize your heart. We have a nation that is at the brink of terrible disaster, except the mercy of God. We have many, many people with a microphone, but not voices that can utter a war. What did you say? That's right. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are many, many, many people wearing coat, but not everybody is a man. Not everybody is a man. There are many people making noise. Making empty noise. People say that when it comes to junction, road divide. The road divides. It's begin to demarcate. Endless expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the children of God. Is that what it says? Sons. There are plenty children, few sons. And you are here to be ruggedized. That whenever it matters, your voice will be heard. Of what use is it to speak when there is no need to talk? Of what use is speech when there is no use for it? Why hold the speech? Why hold your tongue when there is need to speak? Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Look, find out the company to keep. And if you have located the right company, camp there. I speak the same language my spiritual father. Language of authority and audacity. Even my physical father. Audacity. One day a doctor in our teaching hospital was having a lot of a conflict with his colleague in the office. My father knows the person. And I was just explaining how this doctor knows the world very well, but the other one was humiliating. And he screamed, how did he employ him? How did he employ him? He was charging as if I was the one. I said, no, sir, no, sir. So why? How? Why? How? It's okay, sir. It's okay, sir. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? May you have company of people. Don't ever associate with anybody who will encourage you to sit inside the boat when it is time to stand on the storm. Don't ever keep the company of anyone who will encourage you to sit still in the boat when it is time to step out on the storm. Have any such company. Is God speaking to somebody here? If God is speaking to you, say a loud amen. If God is speaking to you, say a louder amen. Get set for something. And from today, I prophesy upon you, the roar is coming out of you now. The roar is coming out of you now. You shall be a voice in your generation. And no devil can silence you forever. And I stand here to decree we silence the voice of evil in our nation, in your nation, in the name of Jesus. Take your seat. Once in a while, my father and myself will compare notes. Sir, have you heard of this and that? Oh, really? No. I wrote about it on Sunday. Really? All right. Send me the clip. Associate with anyone who brings out of you the ruggedness. Associate with anyone who brings the divinity in you out. It's a new day. It's a new day. What? How do we roar? Number three, by staying in the company of people with fighting spirit. And number four, by exercising yourself with the spirit of might and power. That is the Holy Spirit. The spirit of might and power. The spirit of might and power. The spirit of might and power. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 and 7. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of might, is the spirit of power. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2 and 3. Is the spirit of might, is the spirit of power. Praying abundantly in the spirit is a lionization process. It's a ruggedization process. What are the dividends of the fighting spirit? I want to rush now so we can pray briefly. Number one, access to the help of God. If you carry a fighter spirit, you don't lack help from God. Access to the help. He will help you to achieve the purpose of the fight. Psalm 89 verse 19. Then thou speakest in a vision.
to thy Holy One. He said, I have laid help
upon one that is a fighter. That word mighty is Gibor, fighter. I laid help on warriors. I lay help on warriors. Access to the help of God. Two, access to supernatural strength. Access to supernatural strength. Isaiah 28:5-6. 28:5-6. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to the fighter, to him that turned the battle to the gate. He gives you strength. He gives you strength. He gives you. This is one of the scriptures that strengthened me. That if I am able to turn battles to the gate, I don't stand alone. I don't fight in my strength. Strength to him that turns battles to the gate. Number three, access to your God-ordained inheritance. You fight to take possession. Caleb took possession of Hebron. In Joshua chapter 14, verse 10 to 14, he took possession of Hebron. Joshua chapter 14, verse 10 to 14. And of course, Joshua chapter 17, verse 16 to 18, the sons of Joseph were encouraged to take possession of their inheritance through a fight. Joshua 17, 16 to 18. Access to your God-ordained possession. Whatever is yours in God, a fighting spirit will make you take it. Number four. Guarantee. The guarantee of triumph in life's battles. The guarantee of triumph in life's battles. You win consistent victory. You bring the enemy to defeat permanently. The guarantee of consistent victory in life's battles. Second, 1 John 5:4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Overcometh, 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 overcometh. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. That is, you exist as if battles don't exist. Because by the fighter spirit, the devil gains nothing and you lose nothing on a consistent basis. On a consistent basis. And number five, which is very, very important, the guarantee of finishing life's assignment and journey well. The guarantee of finishing life's journey and assignment well. With a fighting spirit, you finish your journey. No devil cuts your journey short. No devil stops you on the road. You finish it. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And in verse 4. I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought my course. So I have fought a good fight. So I finished my course. I finished my assignment. I kept the faith. It's not possible to fight the fight and not finish the course. It's not possible to fight the fight and not finish the race. It's not possible to be a fighter and not finish your assignment. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Finally, what do we fight with? What are the instruments of the fight? Number one, revelational light and word. You carry light to fight the night. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. John chapter 1. And in verse 5, revelational light and word. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You fight the night with the light. That is, your spirit man is charged already with light and revelation. So you are already a fighter. Number two, authoritative declarations and decrees.
authoritative declarations and decrees. As soon as the strangers hear of me, they will fade out from their close places. In 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 34 to verse 37, we saw how authoritative David was in declaring. 1 Samuel 17, 34 to 37. Isaiah 43, 26. Isaiah 43, 26. Isaiah 43, 26. He said, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. In area one in those days, almost all churches around us were demolished. And somebody ran to me and they said our church was the nest to be demolished. Their church, the devil's church, not our own. Rumor was, and the man was shaking. Man of God, good intention. Newspaper already carried it. This day, whatever. Carried it then that the devil's church, not our own, was demolished. The man was shaking. Even one of those days, bulldozer were on the road, demolishing a lot of things. I went to the bulldozer, man, I said, people are coming to church. You should not block the road like that. He says, which church? All these churches are going to be demolished. I looked at him, said, you are a joker. I stood and I told the man, I said, listen, two things. Number one, calm down. Number two, all the devils in hell can't pull one block out of this church. Number three, Jesus said, no man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up. I told him, I said, if it is time for us to, for the church to come down, we will bring it down ourselves. Nobody will help us do it. And I say with authority, it was so authoritative. The person who was minister at that time, was very reckless. But the decree has gone forth and no devil could cross it. Don't ever keep quiet when your destiny has been decided. Bulldozers came for, they got grounded in front of the church. All of them. Area boys stood up in that area and said, you can touch any church, not this one. They said, no, we are not here for this church. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Why do you want to see what you are not saying? I said, why do you want to see what you are not saying? God said and God saw that it was, the light was good. God said and God saw. God said and God saw. God said and God saw. People are trying to see things they are not saying. Somebody say a loud amen. Authoritative decrees and declaration is your tool number three. Number two, right? Number two. Number three. Excited warfare, praise and worship. There is a time where you are praising and that praise is a battle. Joshua chapter 6 verse 20. They threw down the wall of Jericho with their shout of praise. Jehoshaphat finished the enemy with praise. 2 Chronicles 20, 22 and 23. Finish the enemy with praise. Paul the apostle overran the prison in Acts 16, 25 and 26. Acts 16, 25 and 26. There is a time where the church will declare warfare praise or victory praise. We used to call it in those days. There is a time where a family will declare this is praise. To bring the devil to his knees. What do we fight with? Number four. Sacrificial giving. There is something that used to be called battle seed. Sacrificial giving. The Philistines were against Israel when Samuel began to offer sacrifice. In 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 9 to 12. And as Samuel was offering sacrifice, God thundered from heaven and killed all the Philistines. 1 Samuel 7, verse 9 to 12. Sacrificial giving used to be called battle seed. In 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 26 to 27, there was a battle. The king of Moab tried to fight against Israel. He couldn't succeed. He carried 700 men that drew swords. They could not break through. He did a terrible thing. Offered his firstborn as a sacrifice. And then the God who was fighting for Israel turned against and said, no way. You will not win this battle, Israel. Return back home. Return back home because this man has pulled the trigger. What he has done now reminds me of what I'm about to do. To send my only begotten son to die for the world. He has done something that only myself can do. The battle is lost in your favor. Read that scripture. Then he took, when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break through even unto the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their land. Who fights for Israel? God. Who hands off the battle? God. Why? These people have pulled the trigger. It looked like a hidden practice, but they have pulled a trigger. That only me can give my only begotten son. This man gave his eldest son, that is the heir apparent, the next king, for his land to be saved. Like God giving his son for the world not to perish. God said, go back home. At various junctions of my life, I dropped seeds on behalf of myself, heavy, on behalf of church, on behalf of membership, diverse junctions. We fight with a fighting spirit. We fight with seed. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I thank you because I am winning the battles. We fight with seed. Number five is the prophetic word. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. He said, this charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on you, that by them you might war a good warfare. God, this is what you said concerning Nigeria. Nigeria is an end time revival ground. It's a missionary sending nation. It's a capital for the end time move of the Holy Ghost that will invade Africa, invade Europe. And Nigeria deserves a holy, godly leadership. Father, the destiny of Nigeria cannot be aborted. The reason why some of us carry a fighting spirit on behalf of this nation is that we are aware of the prophecies that went ahead of this nation. And no matter how hard the devil tries, the agenda of God will come to pass. So you use prophecy over your life. What God said concerning the church, visions and revelations you saw, what God sent other people and so forth, you use it to fight. Where? At the place of prayer. So that leads us to number six. Warfare praying. Warfare praying. I'm praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Warfare praying. Ephesians 6:18. Like we heard in the prayer teaching. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Warfare praying. Jacob wrestled. Genesis 32:24-28. Warfare praying. You carry warfare scriptures. Every altar, anywhere you are positioned fighting the growth of this church, catch fire there. Every agent of the devil planted in the church to frustrate the growth of the church, you are uprooted and returned back to hell. Warfare praying. Warfare. Warfare praying. Every demonic roadblock planted on the road to prevent people from accessing this place. We uproot you, go back to hell. Finally, positive, progressive action. Most times, the right action is a fight. Especially action against resistance. Positive, progressive, call it faith action. Israel stood before the Red Sea. God told them, move forward. Enter the Red Sea. Exodus 14:15. Move forward, enter it. Let's see the Red Sea that will stand before you. 2 Kings 7:3-5. Some lepers were at the gate of Samaria. And they said, Lord, if we sit here, we die. If we go forward, we die. It's better we die going forward. And as they carried out that profitable, positive action, heaven help them. There is a time you move so that God moves. You move so that things move off. There is an action you are telling the devil, I refuse defeat. Church is not filled, chairs are in the overflow. Devil, I want to let you know, people will sit out there. You don't have any money yet, you have opened domiciliary account for dollar and for euro. Devil, I want you to know, you have engaged an architect with a building plan. You haven't seen the plot of land yet. Stand up on your feet, people. Look at your neighbor, say you need to fight with your action. I told somebody whether they can travel with us outside of the country for a program or something, and they don't have passport. Passport. No. No now. No now. No. Leave ready. Don't go and meet the future. Let the future come and meet you. Be in a position where future will meet you. Don't ever let opportunity meet you unprepared. I would like you to travel with us into one of these countries. Oh, I don't have passport. Oh, wow. Uncle Eber, you have? Yeah. So go and have. Because when I say, I was talking, he was shaking his head. So I wanted to find out whether he himself has, and he doesn't have yet. Am I communicating at all? You fight with action. There are many things in my life, my wife is aware that I entered that future before the future arrived. Entered that future before that future arrived. When you talk about the year 2000, we're only 4 years old in the ministry. We're already in the company of Papa Oyedepo and Miles Monroe. 4 years old in the ministry. Four. I was only 2 years old in the ministry. 1998. In fact, 1.5 years from 97 to 98. And now you are a coordinating officer of the Charismatic Bible Ministries and so on under Papa Oyedepo with just a few people. And I began to wonder, Lord, what happened? Some of these things happen so early. Because when God sees that you are ready for the future, He will make the future happen on time. Did you hear what I just said? He will make the future to happen. People are saying, Lord, I want you to do this for me. God says, what you want me to do is ready for you, but you are not ready for it. Part of your assignment this afternoon is when you go between now and the evening, itemize the areas where you need positive, progressive faith action. Areas where you need to just act to let the devil know that you know what you want and you know where you are going and you know where you belong. Those lepers began to move. And as they moved, God connected amplifiers to their feet. And the enemy began to hear the sound of war. Move. Rugged action. Rugged, aggressive, brutal action. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. Shout the loudest believers, amen. How many of us are ready for a baptism of a fighting spirit this afternoon? Within the next 10 minutes, we should be through to have enough time for evening service. Lift up your two hands and begin to appreciate God for what you have just received. Appreciate God for what you have just received. Appreciate Him for what you have just received. Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. I need a baptism. Let something drop on me, the spirit of a fighter. Open your mouth and pray. I need that baptism of the spirit of a fighter. In the name of Jesus, lift those hands high up everywhere you are. Lift it high up. Something very unusual is about to drop on you. hands. Lift your hands now. Lay your hands on me. Please lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need your hands. Lay your hands. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need your hands. Lift your hands up. The hands high. Is the baptism of the spirit of a fighter. Is the baptism of a rugged spirit. Place those things on the screen again, the five definitions of the fighting spirit. Lift your hands. Is the baptism of that aggressiveness of spirit that makes you to take delivery of your inheritance and of your possession. The aggressiveness of spirit. The aggressiveness of spirit. That makes you to demand your right and take delivery of your inheritance. It is that refusal to accept defeat or to take no for an answer until victory is won. It is that capacity to rise up to any challenge, to any occasion with fearless courage. It is that decision to live on the offensive. On the edge, instead of living on the defensive. It is that tirelessness, that wearilessness, where the devil cannot tire you out. Lift your hands high. And when I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, you scream, I receive. And you place the hand on your head, and something will drop on you. That fighter spirit will knock out hypertension, knock out diabetes, will knock out peptic ulcer. Will knock out kidney disease. Will knock out liver disease. Will knock out everything that my Father in heaven has not planted in your life. Receive the baptism of the fighter spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Receive.
We do believe that you have been blessed by this message. To place your order for audios and DVDs of our messages, please contact us +234 80 332 00320, +234 80 331 44509, +234 704 00 74930, or visit our website at www.dunamisgospel.org. Remember, the devil is not in control. God is in control.